So let's review. Our Gemara begins with several teachings by Rav Huna related to Krishma and Tefillah. Am Rav Huna, while saying Krishma, one's body must be covered from the waist down. However, when it comes to Shemini Esrei, his heart or chest must also be covered. Rashi explains that this is because when one daven Shemini Esrei, it's as if he's standing before a king, whereas Krishma does not have that status. During the time of the Gemara, people wore tefillin for much of the day. If one mistakenly entered the bathroom and began to urinate while still wearing his tefillin, he should not stop immediately, because this can lead to serious health problems. Instead, he should wait a few seconds and then stop. The Gemara then began a lengthy discussion about davening in the presence of human waste. Itmar, tzaya bibsari. May one recite Krishma if he has a small amount of tzaya, of waste, anywhere on his body, even if it is completely covered. Rav Huna says that it is mutter, it's permitted, while Rav Chisda holds that it's aser, it's prohibited. Rav Huna says that it is mutter since only one's mouth is involved when saying Shema, as is indicated in the pasuk of Kol HaNasham Atalaka, while Rav Chisda holds that reciting Shema is an exercise that involves the entire body, as the pasuk says, Kol Oitz Maisai Tamar HaNashem. The Gemara continues on this subject. Itma, Reyach Ra Sheyesh Le'ikar. If a foul odor is emanating from Tzaya, while it is certainly forbidden to say Krishma in the immediate area, there is, however, a machlokes how far you have to be. Rav Huna says that Marchik Dalat Amis V'Kari Krishma, you need to move away 4 Amis, a little more than 7 feet, from the actual waste matter. And Rav Chisda holds Marchik Dalat Amis Mimokim Shepasik HaReach, you need to move 4 Amis from where the odor can no longer be detected. Boy, my name is Rav Sheshes. Reach Ra She'en La'ikar. What if there is a bad smell, but there is no actual source to the smell? The Gemara notes that it was common to learn in the Beis HaMedrash, even while others slept there, even though it's not that unusual for those sleeping to pass gas. This would be an example of Reach Ra She'en La'ikar, and yet the others are still permitted to continue learning there. However, the Gemara concludes that this is allowed only for learning, as Rashi explains, because there is no recourse. But for saying Shema, one has to leave the area. And also, even for learning, it's only allowed if the odor is from others, but it's not permitted if it's from the person himself. Itmar, Tzoya Oiveris. Earlier the Gemara mentioned a braisa that said that one cannot say Shema while facing Tzoya, even if there is no smell. In a case where the excrement is not stationary, but rather just passing by, the Gemara presents a machlokes between Abaye and Rava. Abaye holds that one may say Krishma in such a case, while Rava holds that you cannot. Abaye brings a proof from a mitzvah, someone who is afflicted with a skin condition known as tzaras, to support his opinion. The halacha is that Mitzayr, who is tummy himself, can also be Mitama others if they are standing under the same roof. However, the Braisa teaches that if a Mitzayr is just passing by, then he is not Mitama others. Rava responds to this by pointing out that for Krishma we have an added concern of Vahoyi Machanecha Kaddish, and that while the Tzayr is passing by, it affects the holiness of that area. Until now we spoke about cases where there was definitely Tzayr around. Behuda now talks about times when we aren't sure if there is any nearby. First, the Gemara quotes Rabbi Huda, who makes the following distinction. If you're not sure if there is urine here, you may say Krishma, but there might be tzaya around, it's not allowed. Some say that he made a different distinction. In a house, even if you're not sure if there's tzaya around, you can say Shema, but in a garbage dump, it's never allowed. If you're not sure if there's urine around, it's always allowed. The reason for this difference is because the presence of excrement is a problem in the Iraisa, while urine only is a Madrabban problem. Another important factor in this discussion is the state of the waste. The Gemara brings a series of Amiroim who hold that as long as the urine has not been fully absorbed into the ground, and anything that touches it will become moist, it's a problem. There is one strict opinion that as long as a mark is visible on the ground, one may not say Shema there. From here, the discussion evolves into another disagreement. Tzaya that has hardened like cheres, pottery. Amemar holds that one may say Shema, and Mazruta disagrees and holds that we may not say Shema. The Gemara brings a braisa in an attempt to prove some of the opinions mentioned above, but the proof is rejected. The Gemara now returns to our Mishnah. Yarad litful, em yochal lalos ulis kasis velikris. The Mishnah said that if someone who has not yet said Shema was in the mikvah, and there were just a few minutes left before sunrise, if there is still enough time for him to go out and get dressed, he should do so. The Gemara points out that this seems to go only according to Rabbi Eliezer, who says that you can only say Shema until sunrise. The Gemara, however, then goes on to suggest that the Mishnah can go even according to Rabbi Yeshua, who says that you can say Shema until the end of the third hour of the day. It's just that here in our Mishnah we're talking about Vesikin, someone who wants to do the mitzvah of Krishma the best possible way, which is right before sunrise. V'imlav, But if there's not enough time to get out and get dressed, he should cover himself with water and then say the Krishna. Now, if the water is murky, there's no problem because his erva is covered. But what if the water is clear? It's a problem because libay roya is a erva. The Gemara brings a braisa where the Tanakhama says that even clear water is fine. However, yeshayimim, others say he should raise some dirt with his feet to cloud the water. Abaye and Rav have machlokes if there's a problem if other parts of his body can see his erva. But in the end, the Gemara concludes that it's only a problem if part of his body is actually touching his erva. The reason why seeing is fine is because lo nitna toira lemalach hasharis. The Torah was not given to angels. Amar Rav, tzoya ba'ashashas mutter. Erva ba'ashashas aser. We learned earlier that if tzoya is visible, you cannot say krishma. Rav now teaches us that if it's covered or separated by even clear glass, then you may say shema. However, when it comes to an erva, if it is separated by clear glass, you cannot say shema. Also, if there is just a small amount of tzoya, you can cover it with saliva that has some thickness to it. If there is a bit of tzoya in a hole in the floor, it can be covered with your shoe. If, however, it is stuck to your shoe, this is a problem, and the Gemara leaves this question with a takeaway unanswered. The Gemara concludes this section with a halacha that if the erva of a goy is visible, it's also a problem to say shema. The Gemara explains that when the Mishnah gives the solution of adding clean water, it is only referring to where there is meiraglayim, urine nearby. However, when it comes to foul-smelling water, he can never say shema because adding water will not solve the problem of the foul smell. And how much water must be added? The Gemara presents a braisa which mentions two opinions. The Tanakhama says just a bit, and Reb Zakkai says revius. Revius is about 4 ounces. Revius and Rav Nachman differ as to how to understand this braisa. Rav Nachman says that the machlikis is only where water was later added to the meirag lime, but if the water was there first, everyone agrees that even a tiny bit of water is enough. Rav Yosef, on the other hand, holds that the machlikis is only if the water was there first, but if the meirag lime was there first, everyone agrees that you need to add a revius of water. Tan Rabban, Graf Shel Rei, also liquors Kriyashma Kenegda. Before the advent of modern plumbing, the chamber pot, or Graf Shel Rei, was a common sight in many homes. One is not allowed to daven or say Shema when one of these is visible, even if it's empty. Rashi adds that they were made of pottery, and since it was designated for this purpose, it is very repulsive. Taisi suggests that if it was made of a non-porous material, such as glass, it's not a problem when empty. If there was only Meirag Lime in the room, Rav Zakkai holds you must add a revius. However, if there's a Graf Shel Rei in the room, then it would depend on where in the room it's located. Shem Gamliel holds La'achar Hamitikar, that if it's behind the bed, there's no problem. If it's in front of the bed, you have to distance yourself 4 amas. Reb Shimon Loza holds, afila bayis mea ama in the car. And no matter how large the house is, if it's anywhere in the house, you cannot say Shema over there. The Braisa also discussed that if the Graf Shel Rei was under a bed, it is considered covered and out of sight. However, some beds are higher than others, so what height are we talking about? The Gemara explains that if the bed is not higher than 3 tefachim, the bed can then act as a cover based on the rule of Lovat, that anything within 3 tefachim is considered connected. If the bed is 10 tefachim and higher, then it cannot be considered covered because above 10 tefachim is considered a rishus bifnei atzmo, a separate domain. The Gemara then says, however, that the status of a bed between 3 and 9 tefachim high remains an open question. Our daf ends by discussing a related concept. Tanya, ba'ayis sheyesh be'sefer Torah, osu l'shamesh be'yas hamita. It is forbidden to have marital relations in a room that contains a sefer Torah unless it is covered by 2 coverings. And presents a supporting story where a chassan and a kala were using a bedroom, but for some reason they were not able to have marital relations. Later, the father, the chassan, found his sefer Torah in the room and exclaimed that his son's life was in danger. As Rashi explains, because the punishment for engaging in marital relations in the same room as a sefer Torah could be death.